Think tall, think straight, and think without strife. We'll let our lives be examples for thee. Hail the leaders you are for me. I pray to God every morning, you ask you to, oh Lordy. I pray to God every morning, you ask you to, oh Lordy. I pray to God.
This midday Wednesday gathering at 1 p.m. Eastern Time or 1700 hours Greenwich Mean Time is a teleconferenced Christian Science meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. From Retrospection and Introspection by Mary Baker Eddy, Voices Not Our Own.
Many peculiar circumstances and events connect with my childhood around the chambers of memory. For 12 months, when I was about 8 years old, I repeatedly heard a voice calling me distinctly by name 3 times in ascending scale.
I thought this was my mother's voice, and something went to her, beseeching her to tell what she wanted. Her answer was always, "Nothing, child, what do you mean?"
Then I would say, "Mother, who did call me?" I heard somebody call Mary 3 times. This continued. I grew discouraged, and my mother was perplexed and anxious. One day when my cousin, Mehitable Hunton, was visiting us, and I sat in a little chair right by her side in the same room with grandmother, the call again came so loud that Mehitable heard it, though I had ceased to notice it. Greatly surprised, my cousin turned to me and said, "Your mother is calling you," but I answered not till again the same call was thrice repeated.
Mehitable then said sharply, "Why don't you go? Your mother is calling you." I then left the room, went to my mother, and once more asked if she had summoned me. She answered as always before. Then I earnestly declared my cousin had heard the voice and said that mother wanted me.
Accordingly, she returned with me to grandmother's room and led my cousin into an adjoining apartment. The door was ajar, and I listened with bated breath. Mother told Mehitable all about this mysterious voice and asked if she really did hear Mary's name pronounced in audible tones. My cousin answered quickly and emphasized her information.
That night, before going to rest, my mother read to me the scripture narrative of little Samuel and bade me, when the voice called again, to replay as he did speak, "Lord, for the servant heareth."
The voice came, but I was afraid and did not answer. Afterward, I wept and prayed that God would spare me. Resolved on me to do next time after my mother had mentioned it. When the call came again, I didn't answer. And the word of Samuel never in the material sense, but the spirit call repeated.
And now we're going to begin with hymn number 53.
Everlasting arm of love, but beneath the round above, God is who bears us on his, the arm we lead upon.
He, our ever-present guide, faithful is whatever betides. Gladly then we journey on with his arms to lean upon.
From earth's fear and vain alarms, safe in his encircling arms, he will keep us all the way. God, our refuge, strength, and stay.
From earth's fears and vain alarms, safe
Okay, we're ready for the readings. Again, the title is Prayerfully Supporting Christian Science Camps and the Safety and Well-Being of Youth and All Who Attend Them. And I'll be reading from the King James Bible. Matthew. Then there were brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. 1 Samuel. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel. And he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that heareth, it shall tingle. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. Exodus. And God spake all these words, saying, Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Ephesians. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Psalms. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide
under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver thee
from the power
from the northern pestilence.
He shall cover thee with his feathers,
and under his wing shall thou trust.
His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. And now from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Children, the spiritual thoughts and representatives of life, truth, and love. When speaking of God's children, not the children of men, Jesus said, The kingdom of God is within you. That is truth and love reign in the real man, showing that man in God's image is unfallen and eternal. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. The entire education of children should be such as to form habits of obedience to the moral and spiritual law with which the child can meet and master the belief in so-called physical laws, a belief which breeds disease. If parents create in their babes a desire for incessant amusement, to be always fed, rocked, tossed, or talked to, these parents should not in after years complain of their children's fretfulness or frivolity, which the parents themselves have occasioned. Taking less thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, less thought for your body, what ye shall put on, will do much more for the health of the rising generation than you dream. Children should be allowed to remain children in knowledge and should become men and women only through growth in the understanding of man's higher nature. Laboring long to shake the adult's faith in matter and to inculcate a grain of faith in God, an inkling of the ability of spirit to make the body harmonious, the author has often remembered our Master's love for little children and understood how truly such as they belong to the heavenly kingdom. Children should obey their parents. Insubordination is an evil, blighting the buddings of self-government. Parents should teach their children at the earliest possible period the truths of health and holiness. Children are more tractable than adults and learn more readily to love the simple verities that will make them happy and good. Jesus loved little children because of their freedom from wrong and their receptiveness of right. While age is halting between two opinions or battling with false beliefs, youth makes easy and rapid strides towards truth. A little girl who had occasionally listened to my explanations badly wounded her finger. She seemed not to notice it. On being questioned about it, she answered ingenuously, "There is no sensation in matter." Bounding off with laughing eyes, she presently added, "Mama, my finger is not a bit sore." From Puritan parents, the discoverer of Christian Science early received her religious education. In childhood, she often listened with joy to these words falling from the lips of her saintly mother, "God is able to raise you up from sickness." And she pondered the meaning of that scripture she so often quotes. "And these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Ark. Safety. This concludes the readings. The audible repetition of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Hallelujah.
Now join together in song with hymn number 304, a poem by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy.
Shepherd, show me how to go over the hillside steep, how to gather, how to sow, how to feed thy sheep. I will listen for thy voice, my footsteps stray. I will follow and rejoice all the rugged way.
Thou wouldst bind the stubborn will, wound the callous breast, make self-righteousness be still, break earth's stupid rest. Strangers on a barren shore, laboring long and lone, we would enter by the door, and thou knowest thine own.
So when days grow dark and cold, tear our triumph harms, lead thy lambkins to the fold, take him in thy arms. Feed the hungry, heal the heart till the morning's beam. White as wool ere they part, shepherd, wash them clean.
White as wool ere they depart, shepherd, wash them clean.
Okay, we're going to close with hymn number 99.
He that God his guardian made shall underneath the almighty shade fearless and undisturbed abide. Those to myself of him I'll say, he is my fortress, shield, and stay, my God, in
I
him
will confide.
His tender love and watchful care shall free them from the fowler snare, from every harm and pestilence. He over his wings shall spread to cover thy unguarded head. His troops shall be the strong defense.
He gives his angels charge over thee. No evil therefore shalt thou see. Thy refuge shall be God Most High, dwelling within his secret place. Thou shalt behold his power and grace, see his salvation ever nigh.
Thank you again, everyone. We look forward to having you here with us again. We hope you'll tell your friends about these teleconferenced Wednesday gatherings. We invite you to stay on the line for a few more minutes to enjoy the postlude. Have a super week.
No matter where I go, your heart will always know. Home is waiting for me, but I know I'll find a friend. May summer winds blow gently to the end. May summer winds blow gently to the end.
Have a great week and have a great time at camp.